Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and man, oh man, do we have a conversation for you tonight with the great bassist Christian McBride. Christian and his group will be performing at the Xavier University Theater on Friday, April 28th. Christian, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Ron.
Hey, Christian, I've been lucky enough to see you perform a few times and just really impressed with your musicianship. And interestingly enough, equally impressed with you as a person. You're a great guy and a great musician. How does that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I've tried to surround myself with people who make me feel good. You know, you try to keep good vibes around you. That's all I've tried to do.
Well, I tell you what, brother, you have succeeded with that and also in the perpetuation of those good vibrations, particularly, you know, through your work with National Public Radio and your show, and as well as with Jazz House Kids. Why don't you tell us about Jazz House Kids?
Well, Jazz House Kids is an organization that my wife, Melissa Walker, started 15 years ago. She got an opportunity to go into some public schools in Newark, New Jersey, to do some clinics. These schools, at the time, were losing their music programs. So she got the great idea that, you know, since these public schools are eliminating their arts programs, and this is a much deeper topic than it was even 15 years ago, that maybe she should start a nonprofit organization where kids can come and learn with us what they can no longer learn in public school. So that's how that started. And Melissa and I got together maybe a year or two after Jazz House started, and then I've just been able to, you know, kind of help her put it together year by year. And I think it's one of the most successful nonprofit organizations in the country. Certainly in our area, it is.
Yeah, I checked out a few of the Jazz House Kids things on YouTube, and boy, that performance with you and Esperanza Spalding, really sweet, brother, really sweet.
We're doing that again in a couple of weeks. I have a concert series at New Jersey Performing Arts Center, and at the end of this month, Esperanza and I are going to get together and do another duet concert.
Hey, talking about YouTube adventures, there's a bass player that spent a number of years here in Cincinnati, as you know, Lynn Seaton.
And oh, yeah.
That YouTube thing of you and Lynn Seaton duetting together, Arco and Pizzicato, why don't you tell us about how that came about, if you recall?
Well, I never expected that to get on YouTube. I just went to the University of North Texas where he teaches, and he just had me come in and do a 3-day or 4-day residency of workshops and master classes, and I came into one of his bass classes. I did like a 2-hour session, and at the end, he said, let's jam on something. I said, yeah, sure. Next thing I know, this thing is all over YouTube.
The interplay between you two guys and the good vibration and just the masterful playing and interplay, both with the bow and, you know, with the fingers, Arco and Pizzicato, just fantastic. And, man, you guys murdered the blues the way you guys were playing.
That sounds like a good song title, Murdering the Blues.
I'm always so impressed with bass players who have facility with the bow. You are definitely one of those guys. I bet you spent a lot of time practicing, huh?
Not as much as I would like to. I do my best to try to keep my bow chops up because it is that's a very unforgiving tool.
The big bass, to begin with, can be a bit unforgiving. And then when you put the bow with it, yeah, man, you really got to be on it.
Over the last year and a half, I've been doing a lot of playing with the great Edgar Meyer. We've been doing some touring and things like that. So when you're going to stand next to probably the greatest bow player in the world, that'll inspire you to get in the shed. Every time I know I'm going to play with Edgar, I feel like Rocky. You know, I'm yeah. running down Ben Franklin Parkway, running up the Art Museum steps.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing my push-ups. I'm getting in shape.
But again, you know, you're no slouch, brother.
Well, thank you.
You know, and while I was listening to you, I know you spent some years on the Verve record label, and I thought of two bass players that I like from Blue Note, Paul Chambers and Doug Watkins. Those guys, did they mean anything to you when you were coming up?
Of course they did. You can't play bass and play jazz and not have to address the greatness of Paul Chambers and Doug Watkins. Paul Chambers especially was one of my biggest heroes because there was a run, say, between 1955 and, say, 1963, where he was probably on every other jazz record ever recorded. Certainly on Blue Note Records and Prestige Records and things like that. While Ray Brown had Verve covered, Paul Chambers and Doug Watkins kind of flip-flopped on Blue Note a lot, with Paul Chambers leading probably by a 2-to-1 ratio. So, yeah, Paul Chambers has always been one of my biggest heroes.
When I was listening to your Arco playing, I remember, you know, it seemed that Paul Chambers did have some Arco facility as well. I'm recalling some of the Arco solos that he played.
Indeed. I think as time progressed, there were a number of players who really sort of focused on their bow playing, particularly people like Richard Davis, who's an amazing Arco player, Gary Peacock, and then, of course, some players in the modern era like Robert Hurst, who's one of my biggest heroes.
Mm-hmm.
The bow is something that it's not something that is absolutely necessary in playing jazz, but if you can learn how to do it, you have to really, really learn how to do it because, as I said, the unforgiving nature of that tool, if you don't play it that well, you're just going to sound really bad.
Yeah, exactly.
As I always tell young bass players, the bow is something that exposes the smallest weaknesses in your playing, intonation, sound control. You can kind of get away with playing certain things pizzicato if drums are playing and the rhythm and the piano is playing. You know, you can get yourself covered up a little bit. You pull that bow out, it's like a big infrared light shining right on you.
Hey, man, why don't you tell us about your latest recording and the group that you will be bringing with you to Xavier University on Friday, April 28th here in Cincinnati?
Well, my newest recording is now, I think, almost 2 years old, Live at the Village Vanguard. I will have a new recording dropping this fall. It's a new big band recording. But this group I'll be coming to Cincinnati with, it's a new group, a brand new endeavor. It's called Tip City. And when I named the group, I had no idea that there was actually a town in Ohio called Tip City. Maybe we'll get a gig there, too, one of these days.
Well, let's hope so, baby.
But Tip City is a phrase that I heard a lot of older guys, like the late, great Harry Sweets Edison, and the late, great drummer Billy Higgins and James Williams. When I was first playing around New York City with a lot of these legends, if something was really, really swinging hard, they would kind of high-five you and say Tip City as a compliment. So this new group, I hope to have a lot of that going on. And I have the wonderful Dan Wilson on guitar, who is an Ohio product. He's from the other side of the state, from Cleveland originally.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's been working with Joey DeFrancesco for a long time. And a young man by the name of Emmett Cohen is playing piano. He's been on the road with a lot of musicians, but I first met Emmett as a Jazz House Kids student. This is our organization, you know, doing some larger work.
Cool, man. And who's on drums?
No drums. Just piano, bass, and guitar.
Oh, okay. And you're playing some of the standard repertoire as well as your own compositions?
Yep, a mixed bag.
So you initially were a student at Juilliard, and like a lot of great musicians, I don't believe you finished. You ended up going on the road, right?
That's correct. I followed a great jazz tradition at Juilliard.
Right. We're glad you went on the road so you could be coming to Cincinnati here on April 28th.
I always look forward to coming to Cincinnati. It's a city that I've always been I've always been fascinated by Cincinnati. I wish I could get there more often, but I'm glad that I'll be there in just a couple of weeks, and I know it's going to be a good time, as it always is.
We're so happy that you will be coming here because, like I said at the top of our interview here, not only are you a really very gifted musician, you're a really solid person. You can tell that in your demeanor, the way you conduct yourself, your generosity as a player. I tell you what, brother, you're a complete human being.
Oh, well, thank you, my man. That's very kind of you.
Hey, we've been in conversation with the great bassist and composer, band leader, Christian McBride, and he'll be bringing his group, Tip City, to Cincinnati at the Xavier University Theater on Friday, April 28th. More information about tickets will be available on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. Christian McBride, thanks so much for your time, man.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
All right now. Take care.
I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great night.